Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to know that God's blessings are not dependent on the world's economy. God is your source, and God only.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice is Your Address in the Realm of the Spirit.
Speak the Word.
Friends, we have to get a revelation of how serious our words are, because your words are affecting your life. Every day, the enemy is trying to get something in your mouth that he can act on in your life. But also, the Holy Spirit is trying to get something in your mouth that he can act on. They're both. The Holy Spirit is working overtime, trying to get something in my mouth and your mouth that he can work on. And Satan is putting thoughts in your mind to get you to speak those thoughts out so he can act on those. Because he can't act unless you do. He can put the thoughts there, but he can't act unless you open the door. Jesus has instructed us to speak to our mountains, according to Mark 11:23 in the God Word translation. In verse 22, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, have faith in God. And I capitalized that. Just have faith in God. In verse 23, Jesus said, I can guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt, but believes what he says will happen. He can say to this mountain, be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and he says it'll be done for him. And verse 24 says, that's why I tell you, he says, to have faith that you have already received whatever you prayed for, and it'll be yours. So I know most of you have heard this, like I said, a lot of these scriptures hundreds of times, but please listen here to what Jesus is telling you. He says, that's why I tell you to have faith that you have already received whatever you prayed for, and it will be yours. The only thing is holding us back is you got to believe that you've already got it. You don't have it just because you see it and you feel it. You have it the moment that you believe. Jesus wants you to speak out loud his words. You know, I heard this story once about this umpire who had retired from being an umpire for the National Baseball League, but he was asked to give a speech at one of the local banquets. And of course, everyone expected him to have a lot to say, you know, because he'd been an umpire for a long time, and maybe they was going to give a really good speech and give them some pointers, you know, because he had all this experience. However, it says that the old umpire stood up and he said these words. He said, some are balls and some are strikes, but they ain't nothing until you call them. And then he sat down. Think about that. As David says often in the book of Psalms, he often says, he uses the word Selah, which only means pause and think about that. Friends, think about what that old umpire said. They ain't nothing until you call them. And this is what Romans 4:17 tells us, clearly tells you. He said to call those things that are not. In other words, call it the way you want it to be. You don't speak it the way it is. This is where we get confused. This is where the enemy tricks us all the time. He gets us to call it the way it is. If it's pain, we speak it. If it's poverty, we speak it. We don't want that. We want to call it the way we want it to be. We call it. And like I said, it ain't nothing until you call it. And I can vouch for that. took a long time, and I'm still learning. Still learning. Hallelujah. Everything I have today, I wrote it down in 2004 up to now as the Lord spoke it to me. I began speaking His words into existence, calling them in like somebody would call their puppy. I don't have a puppy anymore, but you call the puppy. The puppy would come. And I found out that if you'll speak according to the scriptures and do as the Lord instructs us to do and call those things that be not as though they are, we'll get those too. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 14, it says, the word is very near you. He says it's in your mouth and in your heart so that you can obey it. He says, see, he says, I have set before you today life and goodness as well as death and disaster. And the Lord also tells us in Romans 10, 8, the word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, he says, that we are proclaiming. He says, we need to be confessing God's word over everything, and we must believe what we say. The key is in believing what you say. Are you hearing me? That's where the key is. The key is in believing. Hallelujah. Remember what Jesus said in verse 23? He said, I can guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt but believes what he says will happen. You know, some people go through some of the worst times of their life not understanding that the power is in their mouths. Some people never get that. I think a 75-year-old or 80-year-old man called the ministry for prayer after listening to some of my messages and was almost crying because he said he never knew that you could speak the word and how it was changing things. He was just only sorry that it had taken him that long. But brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how long it takes you. Just pick up where you start from and start using it and let the rest of your life be different and be more blessed. Are you hearing me? You know, this is where your battle is either lost or won, right here. You have to stop talking death and talking failure. You got to stop it and get the words God has given you to say about your situation. And when you do, you have to be consistent. You have to speak it consistently. You do that day after day after day, and things will change, and you will come out of your situation into the blessing. And let me explain this to you. Most people have heard me coughing. It's been an issue for quite some time. I quit smoking over 25 years ago. And the cough eventually kind of went away. And a few years ago, it started coming back. And so finally, I thought, I'm tired of this. Sometimes you just got to get sick and tired of it. But I want to give you an example of about speaking consistently. So I have prayed over this cough. A couple of weeks ago, it's not gone away entirely, but I know it's gone. I should say the symptoms are hanging around, but I'm healed. Amen. So every time I cough, I say, cough in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave my body. I command you to flee me. You're illegally trespassing. And I command you, throat, you belong to me. And I command you to function the way God created you to function. And I thank you, Jesus, that you have set me free from this spirit of infirmity of coughing, that to whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And God, I thank you that I'm set free. And I have to be consistent with this every day, off and on all day long, or ever how often it takes. I have to say this, just like for 3 years now, I speak to my eyes every morning. The first thing when I get up in the mornings and I go back to the doctor the 10th for another checkup, which I get yearly. But my eyes are good. I have perfect day vision. I have perfect night vision. I have 20/20 vision. But he told me years ago that I had immaculate, whatever you call it. You speak. Your body has to obey you. Your circumstances has to obey you. You're the one that has the authority.
Speak the word to your body.
speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I pray that we will understand the importance of every word that we speak, that our enemy Satan uses our words as an opportunity to get in and do his damage. He is ruthless, and help us to get a revelation that he begins with our thoughts. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our voice is our address in the realm of the Spirit. Every day the enemy is trying to get us to speak out the thoughts that he puts in our minds so he can act on them. And praise God, the Holy Spirit is trying to get something in our mouths that he can act on. God's Word says that His Word is near us, even in our mouth and in our hearts, that we may obey them. Friends, I pray that you will start confessing God's Word over everything and believe what you say and see how things begin to turn around in your life. For Jesus says in Mark 11:23, I guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt, but believes what he says will happen. That's why he said to have faith that you have already received whatever you prayed for it will be yours. Praise God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.